Yeehaw, motherfuckers.
How's your brother, mother, sister, mother, father?
Wow, that's kind of...
Brother, sister.
Confusing little tried there. Yeah, interesting.
No, it's just very...
Western? So, something happened in Toronto that we maybe can bring up too before we get into Cloud. Woody's. Tell me about what happened with Woody's.
Oh, yeah. This week, Wednesday, was Woody's 25-year anniversary.
That's cool.
Woody's is one of the oldest club in existence in Toronto, and actually one of the best run gay business in Toronto. The way that their staff are treated and the way the employees and the entertainers are taken care of, it is amazing. A great, great bar. And it was very nice. They had 25 performers for the 25 years performing that night. I was one of the honored people asked, but because we had just moved, I decided to step back and give my space to somebody else. They had a great Scarlet Fever, who is one of the managers, Cameron, who is stunning and a past Empress of Toronto and a past Bailey's Girl. There was Morgan Holiday, who was there. There was Brooklyn Heights, who's the new international. Brooklyn is...
She went to Toronto or something, right?
She went to Chicago and won international... Miss Continental International. There was a fan. Anyway, the La Creme de la Creme, the entertainers were there in Toronto. So happy anniversary to Woody's, and I wish them another 25 years. Truly, if you come to Toronto, Woody's, if you know the Queer's Folk series, was partly filmed at Woody's on the Sailor's side. So there's some of the art effects part of the movie that are there. Woody's has been there and a great supporter of our great community. And again, the staff and owners are amazing. So a happy anniversary to Woody's and 25 more years.
Yay.
And Toronto last night was Nuit Blanche, which is another festival. We should do that one year. It starts at 7 o'clock at night till 7 o'clock in the morning.
What's that again?
Nuit Blanche. It's White Night.
And oh, in Toronto?
In Toronto, and it's all over the city, and there have these huge arts light exhibit all over the city. And it's anything, one of the amazing exhibit was made with bodies, with people, and with masks and headpieces and so forth, and was the HIV cell virus combination, all in light, so forth. It was kind of interesting.
What?
Yeah, the way the cell, the HIV virus cell, is constructed, it's got this head and this tail and so forth. You got to see it. It's very artsy-fartsy. You could probably go online and Google it. There's all kinds of exhibit all over the city, from City Hall to Yonge Street, all over the place. And it's just things that are specifically made for 24 hours, well, not even 24 hours, 8 hours, I guess? Seven to 12 hours. Yeah. And it's great. It's all over the city. It's really interesting. Look it up. You could probably see stuff on
that sounds
if
cool.
You Google it.
Yeah.
So that was that. Halloween is coming up. I don't know if anybody's doing anything for Halloween.
Apparently, we're having an open house.
No, we're not. Oh, well, yeah, we were.
We're going to open the garage doors.
It
and,
is a Friday
and let the
night.
See the dungeon.
I couldn't believe when you said that.
Well, I didn't, you know, I wouldn't have, you know, but this would be neat if you put a skeleton on, stretching and stuff. You know, instead of having the sling the way it is, you have it against the wall so it looks like somebody's crawling up the wall. I mean, you could make this look like a scary.
And every single one of the adults is going to go, oh, my God.
And we would have just the best, fabulous block party this place has ever seen.
They're all 90.
Except for the man that walks his two kids down the road every
day. He's seen you naked twice already.
Yes, yeah. Boy, Alex. Oops. Why don't you tell us about that? This is a funny little story. Come on, boy, Alex.
Oh, going between the house and the dungeon.
Uh-huh. And naked. How do you do that?
Well, oddly enough, I think the only one in the family that does it naked.
No, the slave was naked last night.
He didn't come to the dungeon naked. He left naked.
That's true, because his clothes were a little gross.
Yeah.
No, wait. No, they weren't. Need lockers in here for you boys. Basically what happened was it was kind of early evenings. It was about 6 or 7, just before it got dark. And the boys are always, or most always, naked in the house, because that's just the way it is. And people going in and out, because we're doing moving and everything, so it's and such. And then what was it? The door opened? And then...
No, you and I came into the dungeon to start cleaning up the mess.
Right.
After dinner.
Right.
And I was already naked.
Right.
And I just thought, well, I'll just go that way. And when we crossed between the back deck and the garage, there was this guy walking his two kids on the opposite side of the street, staring at the house, of course.
First time. And then the next day was we opened the front door and the same guy was there.
Was and you're it? There naked in the sitch.
Again, yeah.
Which is odd, because I don't normally like being naked.
Oh, no, I know you hate it.
At first he was a little shy, but now he's comfortable.
I you know what? That was a lot of fun. I mean, we're not trying to freak the neighbors out or anything like that, but it was...
No, but I think we should leave the garage door open one panel up, so like a foot and a half, so I you know. Can just see the bottom of everything, because it's a very interesting
it's like
view.
I was saying, it was like I was saying to Boy Nail today. Then you pique people's curiosity, which makes them want to look a little bit more. We got a lot of server equipment in here. We got a lot of computer stuff. I don't want them ripping shit off. So it's better if they just think it's a garage, to be honest. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't care if people know it's a dungeon. It's just the other crap that they can rip off.
Hmm.
Right. So
yeah, we almost need an alarm system on the dungeon and not the house.
Yeah, really.
I think we need both. That's why I said those stickers.
Well, we'll put our system in or something, Alfred. Okay. Well, soon. We'll do something soon. Soon, yeah, soon. Yep. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Soon.
So, with you. So, next weekend. Why don't you talk about next weekend?
Cleveland. Yes.
Yeah.
Cleveland. Yes, next weekend is the planning committee meeting for CLA, which is Cleveland Leather Awareness Week. I'm sure that all of you have probably heard us talk about it before on the show.
CLA 15.
So, 15, yeah. They've adjusted it so it actually matches the year now. The family for the last few years have been fairly involved.
Oh, are we doing this year, Master?
So, what, 4 years ago? I think 2009 we started going, right? So this is our fifth year.
This is going to be our fifth.
Yeah. So we started out where we had decided that we were going to do a Pup 101 class, because they never had any pup stuff there. So we did a Pup 101, and it went over really, really well. So that way, the next year we did a Pup 101 and a pup safety class, right? Third year we did somebody else did 101, we did safety, and we did a handler trainers one. The following year we were coordinators for the pup stuff, and now this year, yeah, so that went over real good. We did a good job. And now this year we're volunteer coordinators.
We're only going to be coordinating, what, 600 or 700 people, Master, this year?
Plus, the grid or off the grid. Actually, there's only about 300 to 400 people that are on the grid.
On the grid, yes, but there's the others off the grid.
But the off the grid pretty much manage themselves. We only have to manage the first 300 or 400.
That's
okay.
First
that's
three
not
400.
Bad.
Do we
Plus
get fancy
stuff,
headsets
right?
and everything? Like, hello?
Sure, you can have that one. It's wireless.
What?
You can wear I said, you can wear that one. It's wireless, I promise.
I want one of those, you know, Madonna little headset.
Hello, volunteer on line 4, please.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so I've kind of got the plan pretty much figured out. And
that's what scares me.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's good.
No, it's not good, because you'll think you'll have it figured out. And, oh, well, that means now we can do other stuff.
No.
You're still coordinating the pup stuff, too,
no,
right?
No, I am not. That is going to be Sir Ben as coordinating the pup stuff.
So we'll be helping, though, most likely.
I think he's going to be okay. If he needs help, he'll ask us for it. Because what we worked really hard last year to get a base of the pup stuff, right? So everything just rolls over into this year. And that's what I told him is, you need to leave the base as it is. Don't worry about it. We'll do a little bit of adjusting that we can. Because we don't have a lot of wriggle room. There's just so much going on. But, you know, if you want to add other things, bring them to the meeting. And I think he was a little upset thinking that I was still doing it, and he texted, well, I thought I was taking it over. Well, yes, you are, but this is just stuff from last year that's carried through to this year. It'll happen that way. We're going to send him all of the, you know, the posters and the artwork and all of that stuff, and we're going to see what, you know, he does with it this year and let it go. And
actually, it's good.
Yeah, we really are not going to have time because we have to do 300 to 400 personal emails to each and every volunteer.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, how's the newsletter going?
Hey, I've got it started.
And it comes out when?
Hopefully this week.
Oh. Yeah. So a lot of you should have some interesting stuff on that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Do you need to take a picture of the slave's little house? That's got to be in it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be really cool. And Bob Miller from Claws has really decided that he kind of wants to kind of showcase the volunteers because they are such a huge part of Claw. They really are. Without them, the event couldn't happen. You couldn't pay to, you know, people to come and do what they do. You just, it would be extraordinarily expensive to have the event at that point. So without the volunteers... is that heater making the lights go on and on? I thought I was having an aneurysm.
It's just like the trailer, isn't
it? Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Circuits are overloaded.
Yep. So with the so you know, without those volunteers, we'd be kind of screwed. We're going to do it a little bit different. It's going to be more personal. So we're not going to do. You don't have to get into the regular registration line. There's going to be a separate, hopefully a separate area, a separate room for the volunteers to come, right?
That's a good idea.
Yep. We're going to play some tunes. We're going to have some, you know, water, pop, juice, shit like that. We're going to make it more of a little party atmosphere because, you know what, you need to be, you know, you are special. You know, it takes a special person to volunteer their time for 8 hours, right? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have where Sir Mark and I are probably going to be more managing aspect. I think you are going to be managing too. Slave Wayne is going to be one of the people that are at the actual talking to all the volunteers. The pups, I think we're still going to let just kind of play with the puppies.
And we've got Dungeon.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even got to that part yet. So then, so when you come in to volunteer, we're going to sit down with you individually, one-on-one, and say, okay, here's what your shifts are. Do you understand? Here's what your job description is. Are you cool? This year, we're also doing something a little bit different, which is it costs... it's free. You volunteer, you get your package, the $149 package, free. But this year we're asking for a... It's a deposit, I guess, of $75.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're volunteering, you give me $75. You do your shift, you have to do 2 4-hour shifts. You get your... it's a volunteer passport that I'm creating. You're going to get it signed by the manager for your 4-hour. Get it, another one by, you bring it back, it's signed by two separate managers or the same manager, I don't care, for the 2 4-hour shifts, right? You get your $75 back, so it's still free. You can do a check, you do a Visa, you do cash, I don't care how you do it.
No, it's a good idea because it ensures that they're going to...
well, last year there was a lot of people that just didn't show up.
Yeah, and we...
and not all, don't get me wrong, not all of them came to Claw and just, you know, just took advantage of it. Some just didn't come to Claw at all. So there was just those holes. So people are signed. Well, yeah, maybe we'll go, oh, let's just sign up, blah, 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 blah. Well, no, if you got to put $75 down, you're not just going to sign up, right? Yeah. So it's just to kind of help us, because what happens is all the people don't show up, and the people that do help get frustrated because they're so busy. They don't get to enjoy what they're doing, and that's kind of the whole point of it. Other things that we're doing different this year, every shift that you work, we're going to give you a ticket. The ticket is for a draw for next year. Your package of $149 is covered for two people, and you're going to get a hotel room free in one of the overflow hotel rooms, or the hotels, not the main hotel.
Right.
And you're also going to get the leather dinner and the leather brunch free.
Nice.
So because you've taken the time to do this year, you get an entire basic week in the next, as a draw. So if you want to do extra shifts, you get an extra chance.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's great.
And there's a lot of people who come who are amazing volunteers. They love doing it. That's their way of you know, participating. Just from the morning coffee service is a great way of doing it. You get to meet people. You have a good time at the same time. And if you're a little shy, I think it's a good way to break the ice.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get to meet good people and you're in a good group of people that you're part of a group automatically, so it's good.
Yeah, and we're going to make it, we're really going to make it a group thing. It's going to be, you know, we're thinking of different, like, kind of a name to call it or something to make it, it's going to be more of an elite thing. And there's a volunteer room that's open that where you can now, you can go in all weekend long and you get your food, basically, if you volunteer, which is huge.
Yeah.
Because if you've got a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
Right. So, all right, we need to go for a quick commercial. You are going to head out because you are going to?
I am going to support Boy Neil at the...
Marcella's?
Marcella's at the Anti-Violence Project.
Correct. Boy Neil has been elected to the board of directors to the Anti-Violence Project in New York. Sure. Very proud of him. Good job. And his position is to represent the BDSM and leather communities. I think that's just fucking awesome.
Yeah, which is great.
Yep.
So, yes, I've got my harness on underneath my shirt, and I'm ready to go.
Are you really,
kidding.
Boy?
No, I'm kidding.
I was looking at that.
I was
Make sure that lock sticks up. No, just kidding. All right, we're going to go to a break. Drive careful. Please text me all when right. you get there.
Thank you for all your help this weekend.
See you maybe
Tuesday.
Friday.
No. All right, we'll talk offline.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Okay.